Harvard University sued the Trump administration on Friday over its decision to revoke the Ivy League school's ability to enroll foreign students, ratcheting up White House efforts to conform practices in academia to President Donald Trump's policies. In a complaint filed in Boston federal court, Harvard called the revocation a blatant violation of the U.S. Constitution and other federal laws, and had an immediate and devastating effect on the university and more than 7,000 visa holders. With the stroke of a pen, the government has sought to erase a quarter of Harvard's student body, international students who contribute significantly to the university and its mission, Harvard said. Without its international students, Harvard is not Harvard, the 389-year-old school added. Harvard asked a federal judge to block the revocation, citing the immediate and irreparable harm inflicted by this lawless action. The case was assigned to U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs. White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson dismissed the lawsuit. If only Harvard cared this much about ending the scourge of anti-American, anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist agitators on their campus, they wouldn't be in this situation to begin with, Jackson said. Harvard should spend their time and resources on creating a safe campus environment instead of filing frivolous lawsuits, she added. The termination of Harvard's Student and Exchange Visitor Program certification, effective with the 2025-2026 academic year, was announced by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. She said the termination was justified because of Harvard's fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. Harvard defends refusal to surrender. In a letter to the Harvard community, the school's president Alan Garber condemned the administration's actions. The revocation continues a series of government actions to retaliate against Harvard for our refusal to surrender our academic independence and to submit to the federal government's illegal assertion of control over our curriculum, our faculty, and our student body, Garber wrote. Harvard enrolled nearly 6,800 international students in its current school year, equal to 27% of total enrollment. In its complaint, Harvard said the revocation would force it to retract admissions for thousands of people and has thrown countless academic programs, clinics, courses, and research laboratories into disarray just a few days before graduation. The revocation follows Noem's demand on April 16 for a large trove of information from Harvard about student visa holders. In a letter to Harvard, which was attached to the complaint, Noem said the information was needed because the university had created a hostile learning environment for Jewish students due to Harvard's failure to condemn anti-Semitism.